Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had some thoughts that could pave the way for the resumption of Cyprus talks, President Nikos Christodoulidis said on Monday. Our response to Guterres' thoughts was positive and we expect to see the response of the Turkish side, he said. In statements to the press following a church service in Nicosia for Greek Independence Day, the president said that he had a very good meeting with the UN Secretary General in Brussels recently and that the next period will give us indications as to whether we are close to the goal of the resumption of the peace talks. Moving on, Christodoulidis said that he is planning and discussing with the cabinet about new measures or extending measures in place already to deal with inflation. He added that decisions on these measures will be made by the cabinet. It is something that in matters of internal governance is high on our priorities list. We are all too aware of the fact and needs of the Cypriot society and we will have announcements in this direction, he said. We will talk specifically when the time comes with the completion of the measures as well. Elsewhere, Cyprus aims to conclude construction works for the liquefied natural gas terminal in Vasiliko by the end of 2024, as this would assist the efforts to reduce electricity generation costs, Energy Minister George Papanastasiou said on Monday. Construction works for the LNG terminal was halted at the end of January, with the Chinese-led consortium CPP Metron appealing to a court of arbitration. However, they resumed following a meeting between Papanastasiou and CPP officials recently. The project has a 101 million euro funding. And finally, Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos was received on Monday during his official visit to Kazakhstan by the country's president Kasym Jomart Tokayev. Kombos said in a post on Platform X that their discussion focused on Cyprus-Kazakhstan bilateral relations and EU-Kazakhstan relations. Earlier, he met with his counterpart Murat Nurtleu in Astana. Kombos said that they discussed bilateral ties, regional and international developments, and the Cyprus problem. A pleasure to begin my official visit to Astana with in-depth discussion with Foreign Minister Murat Nurtleu, he noted. He said that they had the opportunity to assess the level and depth of Cyprus-Kazakhstan bilateral relations, as well as its immense potential. I briefed my counterpart on the Cyprus problem and exchanged views on EU-Kazakhstan relations, as well as regional and international developments, he noted. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.